Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My next story in the series of The Power of Jesus is that famous story of Jesus walking on the water. I understand you might have seen in the movies people walking on the water with some special optical effect. This is a real thing, though. Listen to how it really happened. Jesus had been teaching the crowds, and when it was getting late, Jesus told them to go down, get in the boats, and head out across to the other side. He would follow them later. Jesus himself went up to the mountains to pray alone. Now, it was very late in the evening, and Jesus was still alone praying up in the mountain. And the men had made it out pretty far to sea. The wind had picked up, and the waves were beating the front of the boat. And then about 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus headed out across the sea by foot, walking on the water. Now the men saw him in the distance, and they thought they had seen a ghost. "It's a ghost! Take courage! It's me, Jesus!" Well, Peter was all excited about this. "Jesus, if it's you, tell me to step out and walk on the water towards you. Peter, come on out!" Well, Peter got up, stepped out of the boat, and started walking on the water. But then he saw the wind and the waves, and he started to sink. "Jesus, save me!" Jesus reached down and picked him up by the arm. "Where is your faith?" Well, they both stepped in the boat, and immediately the wind stopped. The men bowed down and worshiped Jesus, and said among themselves, "Surely this is the Son of God." At the end of the story, all the men bowed down and worshiped Jesus. It is clear to them that he is the Son of God. This is an important point of today's story to understand that not only did Jesus walk on the water, but through his power, Peter was able to walk on water. Are you keeping your eyes on Jesus so that you can be filled with his power? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.